From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says he's encouraged by Afghans who participated in a presidential election this week, despite a campaign of intimidation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The results won't be known until next week, but President Obama said it's already clear that the vote was a step forward in the Afghan people's efforts to take control of their future.
We knew that the Taliban would try to derail this election. Yet even in the face of this brutality, millions of Afghans exercise the right to choose their leaders and determine their own destiny.
President Obama described it as the first democratic election run by Afghans in more than three decades. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy is on the verge of rebounding. That's the assessment of Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who told an audience in Wyoming today. Chances for at least some growth in the near term look good. But the Fed chief added difficult challenges are ahead, warning the nation has to deal with structural weaknesses, pointing specifically to financial regulation. Meanwhile, federal regulators shut down five banks Friday, including one that has extensive operations in Texas and California. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has that story.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has seized Texas-based Guaranty Bank, marking one of the largest bank failures this year. Guaranty operates 160 branches in Texas and California. The FDIC estimates the closing will cost the agency $3 billion. The firm has been sending signals that it was in trouble. Analysts say the bank has been hurt by underperforming loans to home builders and borrowers. Officials say Guaranty has been taken over by the U.S. division of a company headquartered in Spain. Guaranty branches are expected to be open Saturday under the new ownership. Regulators also arranged for the sale of three small banks in Georgia and one in Alabama on Friday, bringing the total failures for the year to 81. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Bermuda is taking a pounding from Hurricane Bill. The Category 2 storm is drenching the island with rain and gusty winds. Bill has maximum sustained winds of nearly 105 miles an hour. The chairman of the island's emergency services, Walter Robin, says residents are prepared.
Our Causeway Bridge, our airport, and the major population center to the east, St. George's, is also kept safe, and that the people there feel that they're safe and secure during this time.
Hurricane Bill is centered about 180 miles west of Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center says a turn to the northwest, or northeast rather, over the weekend, and expects it to pass over open waters, but it could create major swells along parts of the eastern seaboard. On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 155 points to close at 9,505. This is NPR News. Leaders of the nation's largest Lutheran denomination have voted to allow homosexuals in committed relationships to serve as clergy. Until now, gays and lesbians have been allowed to serve in the Evangelical Lutheran Church ministry if they remain celibate. 68% of the church's National Assembly supported the change. Congregations won't be forced to hire gay clergy. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan began Friday. That means during daylight hours for the next month, millions of people around the world will fast and, as NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, abstain from several other activities.
Also forbidden from dawn to dusk, drinking, smoking and sex. Muslims use this time to reconnect with their faith and their family. They spend more time praying and reading their holy book, the Quran. They'll also be focusing on what charities they give their money to. After September 11, Muslim Americans and their charities have come under greater scrutiny. Several high-profile organizations have been investigated by federal authorities for allegedly having ties to terrorist organizations. Members of one group, the Holy Land Foundation, were convicted in federal court last year for funneling money to the Palestinian group Hamas. Giving charity is one of the five pillars of Islam, and during this month, the expectation is even higher. President Barack Obama recently acknowledged that the new rules have made it harder for Muslims to fulfill this religious obligation. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
NASA has begun the countdown for the launch of Space Shuttle Discovery, scheduled to lift off at 6:30 a.m. Tuesday. The seven-member crew will carry scientific equipment and a replacement crew member to the International Space Station. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.